The Valley Air District says air quality forecasts might soon get worse, even if the air is actually getting better. The problem is summertime ozone pollution. Last year, the Valley exceeded the federal health standard 80 times. That sounds like a lot, and it is. But it's also the lowest level on record for the region, and it's down over 25% since 2011. But last October, the U.S. EPA changed the standard based on new science on the harmful effects of ozone, which can damage the respiratory system and cause difficulty breathing. The old limit of 75 parts per million is out, replaced by a new one of just 70. All of this means the familiar air quality index that you hear on this station and others is also getting more stringent. Jamie Holt is with the Valley Air District. She compares it with a teacher changing the grading scale.
It used to be that you could get an A-plus if you got 90 to 100% on the test. Now they're telling us we can only get an A-plus if we get 95 to 100% on the test. Even though they've changed the scale, it doesn't mean air quality is really any different.
Some days that used to be considered good will now be moderate, and some that were moderate may now be considered unhealthy for sensitive groups. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.